Welcome to the Rush Hour with MG's Round 10 Preview Podcast. Liam Flanagan, Mark Guy here. MG, we are going to have a look at the Round 10 matches coming up very shortly. But first, just want to do a little exercise.
Okay, I like exercises.
You do. You exercise every morning. We want to divide the competition up into three categories.
Which are?
We're going to call them contenders, mm-hmm. pretenders, and remembers. Now, the last one is for the sake of rhyming.
Okay. I'm glad you said that.
But let's be honest. The contenders are those teams that you genuinely believe are a chance to win the competition this year.
Yep.
The pretenders are those teams that you give little to no hope. In fact, you give no hope of winning the competition this year. And the remembers
are somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle. The teams that people shouldn't forget about. They should remember them even.
I like it a lot.
All right, let's start with the obvious. Let's start with the contenders.
Sydney Roosters, South Sydney Rabbitohs, Melbourne Storm, and I'm going to throw the Cronulla Sharks in there as well.
Wow, okay. The first three, pretty self-explanatory. Roosters, Rabbitohs, Storm. But the Sharks currently sitting seventh.
Yep.
Similar record to the Manly Seagulls, the West Tigers, and the Parramatta Eels. But you've got them as a contender.
Look, once Matt Moylan, Sean Johnson, Wade Graham, Aaron Woods come back into this side, those young guys will be galvanised. They're going through the hard yards at the moment, these young guys, and as soon as the cavalry comes back, they'll be buoyed by that. I just want to give a special mention to Paul Gallen's performances over the last month. He's been sensational. And in fact, I dare say he could play another year if he wants to.
I was going to say, he should probably go around again.
Yeah, but it's obviously the top three, but yeah, I think the Sharks out of the rest are the most likely to make the top four.
Okay, let's talk about remembers now.
Okay.
Because there's such a gap, especially to the Roosters, Rabbitohs and Storm. It feels like everybody's almost playing for that fourth position to an extent. But who have you got in the upper half of the remembers?
Well, I suppose it's them teams that can beat the top four team on any given day. So, of course, you're going to look at someone like Manly, who have been, once Tom Turbo gets back, and their team now with Dylan Walker in the back line is more potent. I've got to throw, and the fact that Desi Hasler is weaving his magic, I think Manly are one of them teams. I think Newcastle are definitely one of them teams of the remembers. Look, Tigers and the Eels are kind of, they're gone for me because the fact they've both had 50 points scored on them this year. History will tell you that no team has won the competition after having 50 points scored on them this year. Yeah. So they might make the eight, but I don't think they'll go any further than that. St. George Illawarra Dragons are in that kind of remembers echelon with me. And as a smoky, I think Brisbane.
Interesting. Okay. So your remembers are the Raiders, the Seagulls, and the Dragons and Knights.
And Newcastle, yep.
Okay. That's interesting. So that leaves us with, for the pretenders.
Yep. It's basically everybody below the Warriors. The Warriors, the Cowboys, the Titans, the Panthers, the Bulldogs.
And you're also putting the Eagles and the West Tigers in there. Or you've got them in the remembers, but
they're kind of at the bottom of the remembers. After nine rounds of rugby league, they haven't done enough either side to tell me that they can win the comp, but they also haven't done enough to say that they can't make a real big play come September.
Just with the Broncos there, is it purely on the strength of the talent in that forward pack that you're keeping them in the remembers rather than classifying them as a pretender?
Yeah, of course it is. They're such a young squad who are getting more experience as the weeks go by. Consistency is their biggest problem at the moment, and that's something you can't really learn when you're young. You can only learn consistency as you grow as a rugby league player. So I think the Broncos will definitely start to come good as the season goes on. And look, Seibold's made a statement with James Roberts, and I think other players who are kind of on that peripheral will start to take notice.
All right, these pretenders, Warriors, Cowboys, Titans, Panthers, Bulldogs, look, their performances are the reason you've got them in the pretender category, but who's most disappointing of these pretenders?
Oh, it's the Panthers. It's the Panthers by far. They're only points differential of one away from being the Wooden Spooners thus far. I think the same time last year, they were fourth. Nathan Cleary just come back from an injury and had a man of the match performance in this corresponding match. Following week, he done it again, was picked for Origin. They seem to be a car driving with a flat tire at the moment, and their mojo just isn't there. there's no saying that they can't win three or four in a row and start to make a bit of a play. But at the moment, last week getting them five tries scored on them in the first half against the Tigers, and basically that was the game done and dusted. Football's got to turn up. It's a hard game. It's a really hard game, rugby league. It's physical. And for the first 10 or 15 minutes, you've got to turn up. You can be forgiven for saying that a team gets a bounce of the ball and they start to run away with it, and in the last 20 minutes they put on 30 or 40 points. But in the first 10 minutes, to have 22 points, you know, just about put on you, well, four tries in 11 minutes, and I think it was five tries in 19 minutes. So that's unacceptable. Yeah. And that's why we're seeing the likes of the Greg Alexander and Ryan Girdler coming out and basically saying the same thing. And let's hope that they turn it around.
Yeah. All right, just recapping there, we will get these up on our socials at Rush Hour Triple M so you can see them all. But MG's categories heading into round 10, the contenders, Roosters, Rabbitohs, Storm and the Sharks. The remembers are the Raiders, the Sea Eagles, the Knights, the Dragons, the Broncos, the Eels and the West Tigers. And the pretenders are the Warriors, Cowboys, Titans, Panthers and Bulldogs. All right, let's look ahead to round 10, MG. All right, Friday night, first game. This one you can hear on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Your Panthers taking on the Warriors. To call it a must-win game is an absolute understatement. It's more than a must-win game. They don't just have to win. I'm talking about the Panthers here, MG. They have to perform.
They've got to make a statement. That's what they've got to do. And we're hearing yesterday that a couple of players, in particular Tohu Harris and Nathaniel Roach, maybe out due to injury, but then you've got, they think of bringing Isaac Luke back in as well as Adam Blair. But look, Penrith have made wholesale changes. Young Brian Tu, who's the leading meter eater in the Canterbury Cup, he's on the wing for Mansour. Up front, you know, I think Campbell Gillard's been shown the door as well. So it's basically saying to these guys that I've dropped two of you. If you don't perform against the Warriors, there's going to be another three or four to go with them.
Yep. And this is what you've been calling for, MG. You've been calling for new blood to be injected, and we're seeing some of it tomorrow night. Are you sticking with your Panthers, though?
I am. I am. And I'm going against my own rule books. I said last week against when the Warriors played the Dragons, if the Warriors get beat by the Dragons, I'm never going to back them again this year. The fact that they beat the Dragons makes me think they're going to bring their game. I think we've got the wood over them, if memory serves, at Penny Park over the last few years. But last time we played them there, young Jerome Luai was introduced to the world as this young bloke who just set the Warriors on fire that night. So, yeah, I think the Penrith Panthers will prevail, and they should prevail by about 12 points.
I'm going with the Warriors.
Ooh.
I think Cody Nikorima showed last week how excited he is to be with the Warriors, to be playing for his home country's team. And I think the momentum rolls on from Magic Round for the Warriors, so I'm tipping the Warriors. Righto, second game Friday night is the Broncos versus the Roosters. A lot of people had this tipped to be the grand final this year. The Roosters holding up their end of the bargain, the Broncos not so much.
Just on that, before we go on that, the Panthers are paying $1.75 and the Warriors are paying $4.75. So get on it on $4.75. Broncos and Roosters.
Remember to gamble responsibly.
And bet with your head not over it. Broncos and Roosters, this is my upset of the round. Broncos at Suncorp have had the wood over the Roosters, I think, the last four or five times they've played there. And I think after last week's performance against the Raiders, which is a very, very physical affair, I think they'll be smarting a little bit, the Roosters. And the Roosters have been up for about 2 months.
Yeah.
They're due to have a subpar performance. I think this one might be it.
That's not a bad shout, actually. The top of the table Roosters taking on the Broncos.
Full of energy Roosters, mind you.
You're right. Look, I've got to stick with the Roosters. I think too much quality in all positions. And I think they get the job. They continue to get the job done. You're right, though. There will be a fall at some point. I don't imagine Trent Robinson would want his Chargers up and playing to their best for the entirety of the season.
No.
Want to be building to the final. So,
and Boyd Cordner, don't forget, he's out of this game due to a head knock last weekend. He's their rock of Gibraltar.
Yeah,
they're going to miss him. Latrell, we don't know how fit he is at the moment, but they've got Tedesco at fullback, who's the most informed player in the competition. The Roosters seem to have a couple of them in Latrell and Tedesco. So, and Luke Keary. So, them three guys will try and beat this young gun Broncos outfit, but I just think the Broncos might be a little bit too strong for them on home deck. And they're paying, I think, $2.75 the Broncos and $1.45 for the Roosters.
Do you know what? You've just talked me into it. You have. You have. The points you make about Boyd Cordner and the adductor injury or the temporary injury that Latrell Mitchell suffered the other week, you have. You've talked me into it. I'm going to follow your expertise and I'm going to go with the Broncos as well, MG. That's how well you argue things. That's good. Or it just shows how flimsy I am.
Yeah, that's more like, that's more like it.
Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock. My Gold Coast Titans playing at home, taking on the Bulldogs. Lock it in as a Titans win.
I'm with you.
Yay!
Yep, Titans to win. Again, another desperate game for both these teams. And if they want to have any chance of making the eight, they've got to win this game, same as the Panthers do against the Warriors. So a must-win game for both teams. And I think the Titans on home deck might be the victors.
Oh, and I think it needs to be an opportunity for Ash Taylor to.
He's got a stamp. He's got a stamp. Yeah.
He
must do something this year. He's on reportedly $1.2 million. Mate, give half back.
Yeah. Second game Saturday afternoon, the Cowboys taking on Parramatta. This is at 1300 Smiles Stadium, a home game for the Cowboys. And Parramatta, well, they'd only just finished pulling their pants back up from their loss to the Storm. What are you thinking?
Probably one of the first times the Cowboys have started favourites this season. $1.67 where the Eagles are $2.20. I like the fact that, look, Tom Lalo's back and the Cowboys are up there at 1300 Smiles Stadium are a lot more of a potent outfit than they are away. Parramatta, probably the opposite. Their away form this year has been ordinary. At Bankwest Stadium, I would say that Parramatta would win this game by 20, 30 points, but they're not at Bankwest Stadium, so I'm going to lean towards the Cowboys.
I'm going to go with the Eels. I think that the re-signing of Brad Arthur will play a part. I also think that I'm going to make a prediction that before this game starts, before kickoff on Saturday afternoon, the Gutherson deal will be done.
No, I reckon they play Penrith next Thursday night, I think. I think that's when the announcement will be made, the day before
okay.
that.
But, okay. Yeah, all right. All right. Well, look,
I don't think they'd waste it in North Queensland.
You think it's wasted?
In other words.
You're saying the people of North Queensland are beneath such an announcement?
No, I'm not.
You're lucky we don't go to North Queensland.
We do on the app.
All right, very good. Let's move to the Saturday night game. The Canberra Raiders, they had their premiership credentials tested last week against the Roosters. Look, the scoreline in the end probably flattered them. They hit back once the Roosters lost some troops.
Yeah, true.
But again, they will be tested this weekend. They are hosting the Rabbitohs in Canberra Saturday night. This is the 7:35 game. What do you think?
Yeah, again, no John Bateman, who has been a revelation for the Raiders this year. And I think as far as origin selection goes, these both teams have a few players. Cody Walker, Adam Reynolds, Damien Cook, Cameron Murray. And for the Raiders, they've got blokes who have been mentioned like Jared Croker, Jack Whiten, and Nick Kotrick.
Mm.
So
interesting to see that Nick Kotrick is listed at right centre here, MG.
There you go. I wonder if that's Brad Fittler's doing.
Well,
if he's asked, could you put him in the centres, Rick?
That's really interesting because he was in the squad last year, essentially as an 18th man. He never got a game, but he was there for experience.
Mm.
And he traditionally plays wing. He's traditionally a winger, but to see him named at right centre,
I'd worry about that in Origin, him centre.
You would?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, he's played wing. I don't think he's ever played centre in first grade. Let alone put him in Origin at centre.
Well, look, he's in the number four. He may not end up playing centre, but he is in the number four jumper. So who do you like in this one?
I'm leaning towards the Rabbitohs. I just think, look, they're similar to the Roosters. They've been up for so long that you're expecting them to have a bit of a deflate.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with Origin around the corner, that's going to be a bit of a spring in the step for the likes of Walker and Reynolds in particular. Damien Cook will be the first forward pick. And Cameron Murray will be trying his guts out to get him on that bench for the Blues. So I'm predicting a Rabbitohs win.
I might tip the Raiders.
Okay.
I just think at home, no Alex Johnson for the Bunnies at fullback. And I think, as you say, there's a couple of players who'll be looking to impress, particularly Jared Croker, Jack Whiten. And I think that home ground advantage just might get the Raiders over the line in this one. Yeah, and as you pointed out, the Rabbitohs probably due for a dip. At some point.
It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't
probably
surprise
me. For a dip. All right, moving to Sunday. We've got two games on the Sunday. Let's start off with this one. The Dragons taking on the Knights. the Dragons, both teams, the Dragons coming off a loss where they, you know, probably should have won in Magic Round, whereas the Knights got a good win under their belt.
Yeah, look, Knights have won the last three, and it's no coincidence that Mitchell Pearce has starred in all three of them games. He's got his mojo well and truly back, and when Mitchell Pearce is on fire, this Newcastle Knights team are as well. Caelan Ponga at fullback, the way he turned Kieran Foran inside out last weekend was a sight to behold. But yeah, the Dragons will lament that loss to the Warriors. You know, they taking Zach Lomax on, how we mentioned through the week on the show, was kind of pivotal. They're up at one stage, and then all of a sudden they got run down by the Warriors. And look, it's at Mudgee this game, so it's on a neutral ground, which none of them, it's a Dragons game, home game, but they don't get any advantage by playing at Mudgee. In fact, probably they'll have more Knights supporters out there. Toss of a coin. Dragons.
MG literally just tossed a coin.
I did. Heads. It was a head.
I think I'm going to go with the Knights, MG. I think the regional ground will probably benefit the Knights more.
Yep.
It will be interesting to see how Mary McGregor plays it from a coaching perspective. If the Lomax and Aitken move happens again, or if he did learn and observe what happened last time.
Well, let's hope so. You know, I'm not going to tell our coach how to suck eggs, but I just find it pointless having an outside back on the reserves bench. I really do. It's, you know, one game out of 10, you might lose an outside back early from HIA, but you've got to kind of carry a utility on the bench.
Nice. All right, final game. This one's on the Sunday. You can hear this one on Sydney's Triple M 104.9 straight after Sunday NRL. It is the Battle of the Beaches. The Sharkies taking on Manly Warringah Seagulls, MG. Very quickly, which was your preferred beach, Manly or Cronulla?
Manly. I always went to Manly.
Yeah? What about when
you're from Mount Druitt, you go to any beach you can.
I like Manly as well. My only criticism of Manly is, of course, when a storm hits and the sewage outlet just pumps all the muck into the ocean.
I was saying that. I spent a lot of time at Cronulla Beach as well, so as a young tacker.
Yeah, yeah. What's your entry status at Northies?
I've never been to it.
You've never been to Northies?
Never been there.
You, Mark Geyer,
yep,
have never been to Northies?
No, never been there.
That feels like maybe a good thing.
That's a very good thing. That's a very good, infamous Northies, but it's apparently a good little establishment.
Hey,
so.
At the start of this podcast, you declared the Sharks a contender. You thought they were the one team outside of that dominant top three that maybe could challenge for the premiership this year. I take it you're backing them in this one.
Yeah, word just of earlier today that maybe Andrew Fifita might be out. That would change big time because Fanua Blake and Tapau are probably one of the strongest front row tandems in the competition. So that would make a big difference. But look, I'm leaning towards Sharks on a Sunday afternoon down at Shark Park. These young guys who have come in, Bronson Sherry and young Flanagan and Nakora is probably the find of the year at the moment. Blake Braley off the bench. Braden Hamlin Ueli off the bench as well. But Manly have been dogged. And that's the biggest compliment I can give them. They haven't competed in any game this year, and a lot of other sides below them could take note of what Manly are doing.
And Dylan Walker in for his first game of the season after being acquitted of the charges. He returns for Manly in the centres. I agree, MJ, I'm going with the Sharkies. You look at that list, the starting 13, and so much excitement in those young kids. You mentioned Bronson Cherry, Kyle Flanagan, Jaden Braley, Britton Nakora, but they're just it's surrounded by experience. You got Paul Gallant.
Yep.
Matt Pryor, Fifita, Townsend in the halves alongside Flanagan, Josh Morris, Josh Dugan. There is just such a lovely balance of youth and excitement and then experience.
And exuberance.
Exuberance. You love that word. All right, so both tipping the Cronulla Sharks. MG, it's going to be a really exciting weekend of footy.
I can't wait for it. It's round 10 and a lot of fortunes will be won and lost.
Fortunes.
Over this. Fortunes will be not on the punt, but their fortunes as far as making the 8 or making the top 4. Pivotal round, round 10, so watch your team and hope your team wins.
Now, you do have the big league in front of you. Before we finish this up, you got the big league in front of you?
Yep.
Can you just turn to page 6?
Page 6, okay. We've got, page 5, page... Mitch Rain.
What do you make of that haircut?
Homemade job. He did it at home, or as a bet. He looks like Lloyd Christmas.
Oh, that is spot on.
That's what he looks like. If you haven't got a big league in front of you, Mitch Rain has got the Lloyd Christmas haircut. I never thought I'd see it in public. I never thought I'd saw it out off Jim Carrey. But
he's lost a bet.
Mitch Rain.
He's lost a bet, surely.
What's going on, brother?
Oh, anyway. Go, you Gold Coast Titans. All right, there it is. Enjoy your footy over the weekend. We'll see you Monday.